Hello and welcome to Publish Me, a monthly podcast series of the AS21 Podcast Network, as we explore the publishing process of the fantasy epic, The Will of the Magi. I'm your host, Keith F. Shovlin, publisher of AS21 Media, and joining me as always is...
Hello everyone, this is Paul Dickinson Russell, the author of The Will of the Magi. Hope you all are enjoying your fall, and preemptively, happy Halloween.
Indeed.
I'm Rana Gaynor, design consultant and book cover artist for The Will of the Magi. Also, happy Halloween.
Yes.
Preemptively. I'm super excited because I get to wear a costume at the Ren Fair next week. So I'm just like vibrating in my seat a little bit.
Nice.
You're never too old for costumes.
No.
Don't let your dreams be dreams.
No. Yeah, if you haven't guessed already, this is the October 2018 edition of the Publishing Podcast, Chapter 43. First off, an update. Paul, I think you have a few things to update us about, don't you?
Yes. So Corey has been wonderful. He got me 5 chapters to review his edits on this week, and I've managed to get through half of them. I should be getting through the other half of them by the end of Monday or so, when he gets me another chapter or two, apparently. So we are going full steam ahead right now.
Woo!
Yep. It's been fun. And a lot of you wonderful people have been liking my personal author page, which I'm very appreciative of.
Yeah, how many are you up to now?
Gonna do a 1,000 like special?
Nah, I'm too close to it to do a 1,000 like special. I'd feel bad about it. So I'm gonna do a 1,000 like and a 1,500 like special. So this will be my announcement to everybody. Follow my page and take a look at it over the next day or two, and you see me post about it and enjoy.
So that's Paul Dickinson Russell, author, on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, because I just saw you hit 800 just the other day, so...
Yeah, I've been marketing. It's fun!
Yes.
I feel you.
Okay, yeah. So your author page is barreling towards 1,000. You've got 5 more chapters from Corey, and you got something on your wall behind you there, Paul.
I do, Keith. It's a pretty thing.
I literally just noticed how am I.
I spent 30 seconds pointing at it. I know you didn't notice. Where'd the other one go? Oh, that's in the box. So, for those of you who can't see us, because, you know...
This is an audio podcast.
Audio here. I did pick up some of the now available Will of the Magi merchandise!
Woo!
Woo!
Merchandising, where the real money from the book is made.
Yes.
So, anyway. Yes, and if you do not know that quote, which is moderately paraphrased, you have homework.
Yes.
Figure it out. So, yes, I managed to get some of the merchandise. I have my hands on one of the coffee mugs. I have my hands on one of the spiral-bound notebooks. And what Ron and Keith are seeing is the wall tapestry, which is huge. I love it.
Now, that's for small, right?
I don't...
Because it comes in small, medium, and large.
I have absolutely no idea if this is the small, medium, or large, honestly. So I know that I have had some people buy... I know a number of the coffee cups have been bought. My mother bought some things, because mother... they're wonderful. She bought a bunch of coffee mugs. She bought the nicer, traditionally bound notebook. Mm-hmm. And as a hint, and as a header, if you participate in that like-building thing I'll be doing... merchandise will be what you win. So,
Well, if you want, I could also get you some coupon codes for people to buy merchandise at a discount.
Oh, snap.
Ooh. You hear that, people? Discounts, discounts, discounts. Let's do it.
Yeah, just so you know, the tapestry start size small is 26 inches by 36 inches. A medium is 51 by 60, and a large is 68 by 80. Starting price is $50. Currently, they're having a... Actually, no, the small is for $30. The large is $50. And currently, they're having a special at TeePublic, but I think it's only this weekend, so if it's post on Sunday, you might only have a few minutes left. but they're offering everything 30% off. They do this, seem to do this every other weekend or so. But be on the lookout. Like both the Publish Me page on Facebook or the Paul Dickinson Russell author page on Facebook, and we will make some of these discounts available to you.
Absolutely.
Because not only do we have Will the Magi merch, we also have Publish Me merch. You can get a t-shirt that says Publish Me with the podcast logo on it. And on top of all the other great AS21 content that we now have up there, because we have content for every one of our podcast series. We have, if you like the Hive sci-fi series, just went up this week. You can get the Hive book covers as t-shirts or other merch. You could get the symbol of the Earth Empire from the Hive series now on a t-shirt or other merchandise. American Presence at War, our best-selling nonfiction historical review by Thomas P. Etheridge, is now a t-shirt and, quite frankly, a gorgeous tote bag. We were able to use the full logo of the globe and the eagle with wings spread, and it looks beautiful in red. Probably looks pretty good in blue, too. And then, of course, there's just our general AS21 gear with the power mark, the company symbol, the logo for the AS21 annual. We are now looking at adding some more gear. Between the Beltways podcast is going to be adding t-shirts and gear for the specific counties featured in that podcast, Montgomery, Howard, and Prince George's. We're going to get some more titles up there. We're probably going to add some more Hive stuff. We've got over 20 designs up on the site now, all kinds of great things from t-shirts to notebooks to tapestries to wall art, stickers, big and small, all there. And if you buy those things, not only do you support the great site that is TeePublic that helps make this all possible, but also you support AS21 and you support our great designers, such as Miss Rana Gaynor.
Hi.
Oh, and people, it is a shame this is an audio podcast. Just for the look on Rana's face when she noticed the tapestry behind Paul, seeing her artwork writ large upon the wall.
Here's an idea for that, because we really want to capture that for the people. I think we could sell that. So when we have physical copies of the book, let's not do an audio. Let's do a full video.
Okay, that's a good idea. We did that for the 100th episode literally this week. That would be not the penultimate episode, but the next to the penultimate episode of this podcast. We will do a video blast, okay?
Ooh.
Because the current plan, the way we scoped it out when we started it out, based on the fact that this is chapter 43, you know, chapters and so on and so forth, the idea being that the final chapter episode would be the book is out. Then we'd have the afterword, reviewing the process of the podcast, sort of post-mortem. Then finally, the very last episode will be the back cover of the book. Just like we had the front cover way back in January of 2015, where I introduced the essence of the podcast, what it was, you know, the cover, as it were. We'll have a back cover pretty much where we will all sign off. And that will be the end of the Publish Me podcast. If all goes well, that will be sometime in the next 6 months. But we'll see.
Yes.
I want to get this book out of here.
Because right now, this is chapter 43, but that's, of course, not counting. That's only counting chapters. That means there's actually been 45 regular episodes of the podcast, counting this one. Then we've had our footnote episodes. We had the All Hallows Eve episode. We had all the footnotes during the crowdfunding campaign. We've done a few, you know, special things here and there. But yeah, we are gaining towards hitting 50 total episodes released. We have not missed a month in 3 years.
Yay!
Woo-hoo! By the time it's done, it looks like it will finish just in time for 4 full years of the podcast.
Wow.
Dedicated people.
Now, if you really love this podcast, well, first of all, get a t-shirt. They look pretty nice. But let us know. We need reviews. We have at least one great review on iTunes, you know, Apple Podcasts. But go on to whatever podcast listening service you're on, or go to our website, audio.as21.com, and leave a review. Let us know what you think. 5 stars if you love us. If you don't, you know what? I'm fine with that. Whatever number of stars you feel are acceptable, but then tell us why. Because just giving us, say, 2 stars, but nothing, it as a review, that doesn't help us. we need to know where we can improve. Of course, I mean, if there's only a few episodes left of the podcast, there's not much improvement to go. I mean, I think we've done pretty well so far once we finished the book and once we added Rana to the team. There's only so much more we can do to improve. There is a plan on possibly going forward once the book is out, a volume 2 of Publish Me, but we'll have to see about that. Depends on where everyone's schedules and everything as we get into 2019. Don't worry, it can't be worse than 2018. Well,
okay. People said that in 2017. People said that in 2016.
Well,
what's been happening?
I know. Yes, I know. 2016 was pretty bad. I don't think 2017 was as horrible as 2016. 2018, though, is, yeah.
I'm going to give everyone, here's my, this is my Yoda, you know, Gandalf moment. No, big old mentor moment here.
Okay.
Whenever you're going to make a decision, embrace your inner pessimist and figure out what is the worst possible thing that could happen because of you making that decision. This is actually a great mental health exercise. Being able to do this is actually a sign of a healthy, intelligent mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't imagine bad outcomes, you are not an intelligently healthy, minded person.
Yep.
So, that being said, if you are planning for a great 2019, imagine, if you will, what bad things might happen.
Yep.
Hmm.
Of course, there's the flip side of that, which is, you know, bad things within reason. So, like...
Yeah, don't imagine the aliens coming down and destroying all civilization, Paul.
You say that, you say... Okay, you people say don't imagine the aliens, and what's going to happen next year? We're going to get aliens in 2019, and they're going to enslave humanity again.
Again?
Again?
Again? Where do you think those pyramids came from?
Geometry.
Damn it, I had to see them all. I'm sick and tired of this repeating cycle bullshit.
Okay, Rana, how have you been, by the way?
pretty good. Working pretty hard on the board game that I'm illustrating. It's inching ever closer to Kickstarter. It's Inktober, which is an annual art challenge where you have to make an ink drawing every day of October. You know, there's an official list of prompts and everything, but like it's a thing on Instagram among artist circles, and it's like I try to participate every year, but like I've literally never been able to do an ink drawing a day every day of October. But I'm okay with that. Instead of forcing myself to draw, I've been, you know, sleeping and relaxing and not working 18 hours a day. So, self-care, Tober.
Okay. Yep, that's all fair.
It's still fun, and I recommend everybody try it or like check it out. Find the tag on Instagram. It's fun.
Yep. And of course, we're coming up on NaNoWriMo next month. So
that's going to be fun.
You do your inking this month and do your writing next month.
Mm-hmm.
Quick message from our sponsors. This podcast and other podcasts of the AS21 Podcast Network are brought to you by Audible. Sign up today at audibletrial.com/AS21 and get your first month for free and your first audiobook for free. And once you get an audiobook from Audible, it is yours forever. I started reading the Dark Tower series by Stephen King. I read The Gunslinger this past week. Currently, I'm reading Crucibles of Command, an analysis of the leadership styles of Generals Ulysses Grant and Robert E. Lee from the Civil War. And who knows, I might go back into Stephen King once that's done. Constantly finding new things to read. I'm picking up books that my children can listen along to when we're on car rides. There are so many things to choose from. 180,000 titles. Have either of you been listening to any audiobooks lately?
Yeah, I actually bought Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance by Angela Duckworth.
Nice.
And I got it on a recommendation of my brother. And it's... fantastic. I love it.
Cool.
I continue to be the millennial in the room who doesn't listen to books.
We're all three of us are millennials.
You young kids, you whippersnappers with your hippity hop music. You gotta get on this bandwagon here, Missy.
No, I just watched analysis and philosophy videos about video games.
Okay. There you go.
All right. It's okay, Rhonda. We won't hold it against you. I'm doing the yeoman's work of listening to all the audiobooks, so don't worry. But yeah, check it out today, audibletrial.com/AS21, and get your first month for free. Stick with the service or not, that audiobook you download is yours forever. If you sign up, it's just $15 a month, and every month you get a credit towards another audiobook download. They also have other Audible originals, which are types of podcast series and spoken word series that you can download. Those are free with your membership. So sign up today. A ton of audio content available. I mean, if you like listening to podcasts, this is like podcasts on steroids. So I highly recommend it. Check it out today. Go to audibletrial.com/AS21 and sign up. This podcast is brought to you by Fall for the Book, the annual literary festival in Northern Virginia, focused at George Mason University campus in Fairfax, as well as other areas around the community. Join us for 4 days of activities, October 10th through 13th. Including appearances by Gwendolyn Brooks, Aaliyah Malik, John Lewis, and more. AS21 will be there for the book fair on Saturday, and make sure you take part of the full schedule and participate. That's October 10th through 13th at George Mason University campus and around Fairfax, Virginia, the Fall for the Book 2018. Visit www.fallforthebook.org for more information or events.as21.com. Okay, so this is chapter 43 of the Publish Me Podcast. This is October 2018. Remember, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, TuneIn, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio, and our home on the web, audio.as21.com. If you have any questions to us, reach out to us on Facebook, facebook.com/publishpodcast, on Twitter at publishpodcast, and you can email us, publishpodcast@as21.com. I am fresh back last night from the 12th Annual Western Maryland Independent Literature Festival at the Center for Literary Arts at Frostburg State University, Frostburg, Maryland. That is a lot of words. Or as we just call it, the Indie Lit Fest at Frostburg.
That sounds a lot easier to say.
This is the third time AS21 has taken part. We went to the 9th Annual, which is held at the Lyric Theater at the Center for Literary Arts in downtown Frostburg. And it was a great time. There was, four dozen publishers there. It was mostly publishers, whereas a lot of book fairs, you have independent authors, you have people selling gutters. This was just publishers. And I remember going 4 years ago with Jim King just after the first Hive book was released. He came, he brought a poster of the cover art, and we did good sales with that very... It was like the week that that book came out. So it was the first chance people had for buying the first book in the Hive series. We went back the year after, and the person that had been running it for a long time decided to drop it, that he wasn't going to do it anymore, 2 months out. Mm-hmm. And the person that took over it ended up only having a couple weeks to get everything organized and together. And so it was a lot less advertised. It was just so decently attended as far as exhibitors, but not very well attended as far as buyers, you know, people were just wandering through. So last year we didn't make it back because it was scheduled for the same day as Fall for the Book. And are we going to drive 2.5 hours for a book fair, or are we going to go to the 120 minutes down the road? We went to the 120 minutes down the road. This year they were nice enough to move it up a week so that we could go to that and do Fall for the Book next weekend. I drove up there yesterday morning. There was only about a dozen exhibitors. Now, they were all publishers, except there were a couple people that were just authors selling their own book, which is fine. As opposed to most book fairs, this one was completely free for us to attend, which is also fine whenever we could do that. I mean, if we're driving 2.5 hours, it's nice if we don't have to pay for the table. Now, it wasn't great as far as attendance. It wasn't Gaithersburg, but so many seldom are as great as Gaithersburg is. We did very well in sales, considering we were the best. From what I've been told by every single person who stopped at a table, which was mostly the other exhibitors, we had the best table for AS21 because we could not only, where they may have a dozen books, they just have a dozen books. Like literally, you walk up to the table and it's just books. laying out on the table. We had the books, we had the podcast series, we had video series, we had free pens and calendars, new 2019 calendars now available. We were giving away old copies of the AS21 annual, and we had a good time. Now, the thing started at 11 a.m. I got set up. I was finished setting up about 11:15. Got there a little bit later than I'd like. And it was to go to 5:30. I was the last person to tear down. I started tearing down at 5:30. Want to guess when the first person left?
The first exhibitor?
The first exhibitor.
12.
12.
Woohoo!
The show started at 11. The first exhibitor left at 12.
Was it
yes.
just really dead, or?
It was, but it was the first hour.
Yeah, that's...
That's stupid.
We only had a dozen. Mm-hmm. And by 2 o'clock, there were only 5 of us.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And only 2 of us stayed till 5 o'clock.
Jesus.
And it was mainly because we were talking with each other and, you know, we were having a good conversation. Now, there were several. One thing that's nice about Frostburg, Maryland, it's more epicenter to getting a wider diversity of publishers than some of the events around D.C. So we had a lot of people down from Pittsburgh, which I always like because, you know, it's my hometown, so get to catch up with them. And so there were 3 publishers from Pittsburgh that stuck around till just past 2. And then there was another person from Virginia, and then us.
Mm-hmm.
I know the tables were free. And I know it was a hell of a long drive to get up there. But you sign up to be there for a book fair. I can understand the people. I mean, I'm not a fan either of the people who don't show up. Now, we had a book fair we couldn't show up to a few years ago, but that's because I was in the hospital, ill.
You have a pass on that.
Yeah.
There's a legit reason for that.
And I called them ahead of time to let them know I wasn't going to be able to make it. So they were able to give away my half table to somebody else. I was along the one wall with another publisher and a table in between us that never got filled. I can understand the person organizing it. She had some trouble with organizing certain things. But when you have 4 or 5 exhibitors not show, and then over half leave halfway through the day, that's not good, people. That is not acceptable. If you want to be out there selling your book, then you need to be there all the way as long as possible. There was a couple walking around. They had a table. They were in the one corner. They left at 1 o'clock. And they basically came in, set up there with the 3 books that they had, walked around talking to every publisher in the room. Basically, you know, it was self-published. They were self-published through CreateSpace. And it sounded like they were trying to either get someone else to sign up, work with them, you know, to take them on, to publish them, or, you know, promote themselves as a self-publishing service. But they left at 1. And I can understand, I'm going to go get lunch, I'll be back. But no, you left. Gone. I just don't understand that. I mean, like, when we went to Comic-Con back in June, there was a table behind me that for the 2 days of Comic-Con was empty.
Jesus.
And those tables are not cheap.
No.
You heard me talk about the table across from me that was the realtor. Someone that spent way too much money on a table that had a, you know, just a couple of business cards and pens thrown on it. I don't understand this. If you're going to sign up, you're going to agree to be there, be there. And part of the experience of a book fair is being there. Rana, you've been with us for how many book fairs now?
3, 4?
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't even know.
At least 2 Kensingtons and 2 Gaithersburgs.
Mm-hmm.
You know me. I'm not leaving until it's time to go, right?
Yeah.
And some
even
book fair...
Even if it's raining.
Yeah. Especially Gaithersburg the past few years, yeah.
Yeah.
Some book fairs, if you leave before an hour... If there's an hour left, they may let you go. But if you leave before then, they'll tell you don't ever come back. Even if you're willing to pay, don't come back if you're going to cut out early.
I mean, that makes sense, though, because, like, there's so many other people who could be benefiting from the space you're taking up.
Absolutely.
That would be there the whole time. So, I mean, that makes absolute sense that they're going to do that.
Yeah, some of these places they have only so much space. Like, we have been very fortunate that we've been able to get in to Gaithersburg, that we've been able to get into Kensington, get into the Festival of the Book, or the Fall for the Book, like what's coming up next weekend. All right, so that's my rant for the month. If you're going to sign up for a book fair, go. If you go, you need to stay longer than an hour. And if the people had left, if you were here listening to me and you were there and you're one of the people that left, shame on you. And if you're upset because there weren't enough people to buy, my last sale of the day was at 5:15.
So 15 minutes before you started packing up.
Yes. I always have sales late in the day. The first time we went to Kensington, the only sale of the day was 5-10 minutes before we shut down for the day. You never know when it's going to happen. In some cases, we have some of our sales because people come in because they want to buy something. And, you know, there's only a couple of us left. That's one reason I stick around to the end.
This is the era of lack of professionalism,
yeah,
in my view, because everyone, when it comes to basically everything, it's, you know, I just want the paycheck. I don't want to do the work for it.
Right.
So that's all this is. I mean, and if you're an author or any type of creative, basically, welcome to 24/7. You gotta be ready to do business.
Yeah.
I mean, because you might have someone recognize you on the street, and you're gonna have to be like, you know, even if you're in a bad mood, you're gonna have to slap on your professional face because that person is gonna remember you. And if you give them a good experience, they're gonna buy more of your product. And if you give them a bad experience, well, they're gonna tell everyone how a horrible person you are, and they're gonna kill a bunch of your business.
Yep. Hey, I had people coming up to me that were exhibiting that were in awe of everything I had. And I said, look, I have all this stuff. When I first came 3-4 years ago, I didn't have half of this stuff. Right. So, I mean, it's all stuff that's grown over time. It's stuff I've learned to bring with me after going to different kinds of events, because not just book fairs, but Comic-Cons. And that one time I went to a job fair. You know, there are things you learn. You're not expected to show up with your A-game your first time. And, you know, you go to learn, you go to meet, you go to network.
Mm-hmm.
One thing what I love about this type of fair where it's all publishers is that it gives me a chance to promote the idea of the flash drives, which I'm trying to get catch on as a industry standard. And I've got a couple more people interested in doing that now because I talked to them yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, either way, it is time to wrap up this month. Join us at Fall for the Book on the book fair at George Mason University campus on Saturday, October 14th at George Mason University. I'm told we're supposed to be inside this year and not hidden at the far side of a field where nobody can see us. So hopefully you can find us. And we're going to be offering copies of a 2014-2015 AS21 annual for $1 a piece. So come on by and pick up the annuals for $1 a piece. We're clearing out some of the inventory there. And then, of course, we'll be offering bundles upon bundles, a Hive bundle, a Palmisano bundle, bundles of other things. So stop on by. We're going to have some authors there. It'll be fun. Then, at the end of the month, we have the Blue Ridge Artists and Writers Festival in Charlottesville, hosted by our friend Carolyn O'Neill. That is October the 27th down at City Space in Charlottesville. So join us there. Visit events.as21.com for more information. In the meantime, please like, share, comment, star, whatever, leave your review, share us with friends, spread the word. Visit TeePublic to pick up your great Publish Me or Will the Magi gear. We greatly appreciate it. So thank you from AS21, the Publish Me podcast. I'm your host, Keith F. Shovlin.
I'm Rana Gaynor.
And as always, this is Paul Dickinson Russell. Remember, where there are thoughts and ideas, there are stories. We'll see you next month, and happy Halloween.
Copyright 2018, AS21 Media, LLC. All rights reserved. AS21 Media. What do you want your story to be?